This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. This week's big video game news is the Xbox One. Microsoft's new gaming console and living room entertainment center comes out on Friday. If the brisk sales following last week's Sony PlayStation 4 release are any indication, there will also be plenty of appetite for the new Xbox. But while diehards will surely log thousands of hours in front of a screen over the next few weeks, it's possible some non-gamers will join them. The Xbox's Kinect motion detection controller, released in 2010, has been used by scientists and startups. And tech critic Molly Wood says the updated Kinect may also spur innovation.
For one thing, the Kinect is now included with every Xbox. So that gives a lot of developer momentum. You'll see more apps, you'll see more games designed for it, because developers have an incentive because they know that everybody who has an Xbox now has a Kinect. And then for that community of hackers, it could be really useful. It has a much wider range of vision, and it has more body interaction. It can see your skeleton. It can see your weight distribution in its fitness app. So there's a lot of potential for health-related uses, in addition to just sort of hacks that take advantage of the fact that it's smarter and it can see better.
Other than the technology that's inside it, why do you think the Kinect has been so useful for them, and how does that compare to what the PlayStation has to offer?
Well, the Kinect was such an interesting device because it was an extremely affordable example of technology that's usually hard to come by. I mean, it could sense motion, it could respond to voice, which is something that, you know, previously only fairly expensive arrays of sensors were able to pull off. The PlayStation 4 has an optional camera add-on that's a lot less sophisticated. You know, it is not going to take off, I'm sure, as sort of the tinkerer's toy. But I would argue that anymore, the Kinect is not the novelty that it used to be. Sensors have actually gotten really cheap. So I don't think that necessarily the new version of the Kinect is going to push the envelope the same way that the original one did, although it sounds like it has very impressive technology that Xbox owners specifically can benefit from. Developers are going to have a lot of fun building for this.
Very interesting. Molly Wood, tech critic and friend of our show. Molly, thank you very much.
My pleasure.